So, autism and executive function skills. Here are five tips for keeping you organized in your life. Coming up. Hey guys, welcome back to the Ask Me World. My name is Dan. I have autism, ADHD, OCD, and dyslexia, and I make weekly videos all about this kind of stuff. So if you're new around here, welcome. And you'd like to learn more, remember to hit that subscribe button by clicking the notification bell. If you're also watching on Facebook, be sure to give this page a follow. And if you're watching on Instagram, make sure to follow this account for more autism content. Guys, what's going on? Welcome back to the place where we think differently daily. What's up, different thinkers? Good to have you here. I'm glad to have you here. You guys are amazing. And, before I forget, if you haven't already, make sure to go over to autismhacks.net and download my free Autism Life Hacks PDF book just for you, because you're awesome. Okay, so I want to do a video on autism and executive function skills, because there are a bunch of executive function skills that are kind of, they're so difficult to deal with, and I feel like we can never have more than enough tips to help with executive function. So I decided to make this video all about executive function and list out five skills that will help you in your daily life tasks and executive function tasks, because that's how awesome I'm feeling today. No guys, seriously, I just wanted to do this because you guys are amazing and I want to help you in any way I can. If you have anything to add and you want to have a discussion with me, pop it in a comment down below, because I read every single comment. Or you can just send me a tweet on Twitter. I also read every tweet and reply to every tweet as well. So guys, let's get started. So here are some simple but effective strategies to stay organized using these tips and strategies if you're dealing with executive function issues like I know a lot of people do. So lists. Making lists on everything, like a to-do list, is the best way to keep on top of tasks that you have to do. So make sure that you put everything on a list as soon as you know about it, so you don't forget to write it on a list later. So what I'm trying to say is that if you've got a phone, everybody has a smartphone, right? So you pick up your smartphone, somebody says, Dan, remember you need to do this, and you go, okay, so you open up your notes pad on your phone or whatever, and then you type in the thing you need to do, remember, or you get, you know, if you carry a pad and a notepad around with you, then you get your scribe and you write that down. Look, I know it sounds weird and daunting, but having a list of things to do or noting down everything that somebody tells you where you need to action will actually save you a bunch of time, because a lot of the time I'm sitting here wrecking my head thinking, oh my goodness, I need to remember to do something and I can't remember what on earth I'm supposed to be doing. So executive function kicks my butt when I don't write things down. True story. Okay, so number two is the calendar. Now, use a visual calendar on your wall in your house or on your tablet or smartphone to remind you of things. So when you get like dates that you need to remember, write them down straight away in a calendar. I always use my iPhone because then it goes to my laptop and it goes to my iPad and everything and my watch and stuff, which is great. But Naomi, my partner, she's not really into like digital tech calendars. So she says to me, hey, whatever stuff you've got on the calendar, we have to put it onto a visual one on the wall in the kitchen so that we can look at it and know what we're doing. By looking at it, it gives you a more visual representation, and by having visual representation for autism, this is such the best way to remember events. Honestly, without having calendars and stuff down to remind me of things, I wouldn't even be able to get up and do anything, because my entire day is listed down in calendar events. Honestly, like it really is. Okay, so number three is reminders. Now, this is probably my favorite function on digital tech, okay? So I use my Alexa assistant app, and I also use my Siri digital assistant, and I also have one of those Google home assistant things. And I use all of those to remind me to put things on my calendar or into my reminders list. Like if I have to phone the doctor or the dentist, I get them to remind me to phone the doctor or the dentist, which is absolutely fantastic, and it works so well. And I just think that it's probably one of the most underused tools, without a doubt. But then if you do use it, you just get so much out of it. So definitely check it out. I use the Siri Reminders app, and I also use the Alexa one. You can actually sync them together so that they put stuff into your calendars or into your notes or whatever you want to do, which is just like, amazing. Love it. I just love the fact that stuff is just so compatible. You can use your watch as well. I think that you can speak to your Apple Watch or your Android Watch and then have like the assistant, like the Google Assistant or the Siri Assistant, kind of put that stuff onto your reminders. Okay, so number four is a place for everything. So when you're at home, make sure you have a place for everything. So when you're using stuff, put it back in its place. This is the easiest way to stay organized, stay on top of things, and declutter when things are getting too stressful. Now, a clean home is a happy home, like a clean office is a happy office. But a lot of the time, we use things and we just leave them out, and then they start stacking everywhere. Like my desk is just an absolute mess right now. But, you know, I will clean it up, and once I've cleaned it up, it's gonna be amazing. The thing with, you know, tidy and organization is that it has a sort of feeling, it has an effect on you. So mentally and, you know, mental health-wise, if you don't have a clean and tidy surroundings, your brain is gonna feel cluttered and not cleaned and not tidy and not organized. So the best way to do it is to literally look at all the things in your home and think, okay, there's a place for everything. So you tidy it up once and then take a picture on your iPad or your iPhone or whatever of where the place where it goes, and then you'll remember every time to just look on that picture and go, okay, I know this item goes there. And that is the best way to stay on top of it. I can't recommend it enough. Taking pictures of where things go is just, oh, awesome. Definitely do it. This is like super, super tip. Okay, so number five, extremely important, is a planner. Now, I use daily planners to run my entire life, from running my business, to running my personal life, to running absolutely everything. Even my relaxation time is run on a business, on a personal planner. Now, I use visual boards, you can use an app, or you can use, I don't know, a piece of paper to write it down. But the best thing I would recommend is an app called Teemo. Now, Teemo is a visual-based planner for people with autism and ADHD, and it was designed for these people specifically, and they're amazing. I've worked with Teemo a long, long time now, and they're amazing, and I love using that app. So please check out Teemo. I'll leave a link in the description below. By the way, this is not sponsored. I just wanted to put that out there because I love them. I think they're a great company, and I think this is a great app and a resource that you should definitely use. So yeah, you can use my link down below, and definitely check out Teemo. Guys, if you think this video can help people or help you, please share it on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. And if you are happy with this video, please give it a thumbs up. And I'll see you next time, guys. Peace.